Yes.
Hello, world. Thank you for listening to everything EHC here at Maceo.net. I am Maceo, your host, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of everything's EHC's guest and host. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening. Please enjoy the show. Hello, gentlemen. Are you ready?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're chilling in the Kiva, and we are now in the podcast room, which is officially set up for all podcasts, everything EHC. We're very excited for this. It's nice and cool in here. This is show number 9 featuring our special guests. Go!
Valen.
Valentino.
Valen, who are you and how are you associated with camp?
I am the assistant director this summer, 2017. Let's see, I first came to camp as a camper in 2004. And was a camper through 2011. Then I was a counselor 2012 to 2014. And then I'm now the assistant director last year and this year.
Perfect.
So there you go.
And an excellent assistant director. Valentino, what are you? How old are you? How are you associated with camp?
Well, first of all, I'm the recreation area leader at EHC for 2017. I am 19 years young, and I've been coming to camp since 2007. I've been a camper up until 2015, doing the CIT program, going up to volunteer counselor, and this year, 2017, recreation. I'm so excited.
What is recreation leader? What are you going to do?
Recreation for me, like my 3 favorite activities that I'm planning for this summer, I got kind of some big plans. Archery is going to be very popular. Water aerobics for adults, and an all-afternoon hiking, cooking, and overnight camping idea. So
nice.
It's going to be crazy.
Nice. Valentino, thank you for sharing. You got your archery certification, didn't you?
Yes, sir. 2 days before I came back to camp.
Perfect.
June 6th, 2017.
So we have a professional out at the archery range. Valen,
tell us
what you did this last year.
This last year, well, I graduated college in May 2016, so then came to camp last year. After that, I started student teaching. So I was student teaching at a school in Orinda. I taught a class of physics at high school. And then kind of in the winter after that, finishing up some stuff I had to do, and then formally getting my teaching credential. And so then I went job hunting, and then I basically got a job in 2 weeks, which is kind of amazing.
Awesome.
And then kind of been preparing for that. And the last couple of weeks before coming to camp, I had to do some professional development stuff for the teaching. And that's where I found out that, we hired you to teach physics. You're also teaching AP physics. Also, you're teaching this astronomy course that we don't have a curriculum for because it was proposed last year. Have fun. And so, you know, first year teacher teaching 3 classes, one of them brand new, and I'm the only person teaching any 3 of them.
What is astronomy curriculum like entail? How far into space are we talking about?
Well, okay. So we kind of cover everything. But the basic plan I have right now, since it is like an elective course and I kind of have free control, I mean, quote unquote free control, over what to do. I kind of want to have like an overall focus on aliens, of course, because who isn't interested in aliens?
Right. Excellent.
So the idea was that kind of at the beginning, just to just throw them out there and be like, all right, you have like, you know, a hot, dry, small planet. Design an alien that could live there, right? And just like really broad,
because
right?
Because if it's an elective, you're giving them more of an activity than a class. I see what you're doing.
Well,
it's fun.
Right. Yeah. Well, just especially to start it off, right?
Right.
And so from there, you know, they just kind of let some ideas flow and get them in the mindset. And then it gets into like, you know, more of the nitty gritty in terms of like kind of the more math and physics of it.
Right.
Kind of going into like gravity and how light works and using that for astronomy. And then it goes into like a deep study into stars and the sun and how stars change over time. Then it goes into like kind of galaxies and then even like cosmology and just like how the universe itself formed and will go.
Good grief.
And then kind of the last third or so of the class is like planets and then kind of back to the alien stuff. But now that they've learned all the science
right
beforehand, now they can kind of do it again, but better.
Perfect. So you're not going to show all the seasons of Star Trek.
No.
Okay. So what is your degree in? Let the world know what your degree is in.
So I majored in astrophysics and I minored in science and math education.
Definitely very cool. So I like to talk space with you. Okay, so now we have a feature presentation of the show. I'm going to hand my mic to Tino, Valentino, and you guys can talk geek out on Pokemon. I know nothing about it, but I want you to talk as deep and as hardcore about it so that the people who like Pokemon know what you're talking about, but people like me are totally interested in trying to figure out what you're talking about, all right?
Okay.
So you guys were just doing it a minute ago. You guys will be great. I'm going to watch it. Do it for about a minute and a half. See what happens, how geeked out you can get, how deep you can go. Tino and Valen talking Pokemon.
Let's do this.
Okay. Let's see where to start. Oh, well, okay. So you were talking about that thing you were fighting where you got the guy with six shuckles.
Six shuckles, man.
Yeah. So six shuckles with their and you said that there was like a baton fast team with baton like different pass. Boosts.
Hate them.
Which one are you talking about? Is it a game?
So Pokemon Showdown. You look this up on Google.
It's an online battle simulator.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
haven't recently, but yeah.
Yeah. You build teams. You get to choose basically from any Pokemon, any, you know.
Moves, items, stats, distributions,
any
all
genre,
that stuff.
Build your teams, make them shiny, level 100, like off the bat. And this guy decides to battle me with six of the same Pokemon. You
Which
have
is usually a terrible
to
idea.
Choose from. Why are you using six? And his movesets weren't. None of them were attacks. I don't know what he was.
Well, no. The idea was that so he kept. He was like, So he's like going ridiculous of like a baton pass team. So basically, the idea is that you like use boosts on yourself and then you use a baton pass to pass the boost to the next Pokemon and they set up their own way.
But it's
you keep
same
going
Pokemon.
Over and over. Yeah. And then cool thing with Shuckle also is that its attack is terrible, but its defenses are really high. But it has a move that can switch those. So you boost it all up and then you switch. And then theoretically you can like destroy everything.
Unless you have quick attack.
Right. So the thing is it can totally be stopped if like you're not bad. There's like many ways to stop it, and you know, and Shuckle by itself has problems as well because it's like its HP stat sucks, it's really slow.
Six Shuckles was probably the worst team I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you haven't fought the guys who just use like, you know, Charizard and Pikachu and Mewtwo and think they're so great.
People
and, like,
who start off with Blazikins, Mega Evolve, use Protect, Swords Dance. No way.
What is your character, Tino?
My favorite Pokemon?
Yeah.
I gotta say I like poison. I like poison types.
Poison. What's your favorite poison?
Ooh. I gotta say Drapion.
Yes, I was about to say that. Drapion.
Claw!
Drapion's amazing.
Yeah.
Look at Sub Swords Dance. Drapion is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was a good choice. What's your favorite, Valen?
Favorite
type in Pokemon?
Type? Oh, that's really hard. I don't know. I actually, in terms of the recent gens, I like the bugs a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of the
too.
New bugs are really cool.
They beat the fairies. I hate those.
Because
fairies shouldn't be in the game.
Because, like, the original games, like, bugs were terrible. Like, bugs were so bad.
Stomped
but, like,
on.
Yeah, but now they're, like, some of them are really amazing.
OP.
So, I don't know, stuff like Galvantula, Volcarona, Glycopod, all that good stuff.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 1.5 minutes of Pokemon Geek Out. For you here at Everything EHC. Thank you, Valen and Valentino, for joining us here. You can always listen to Everything EHC at maceo.net, maceo.net. Check back often because we're just going to keep posting them through the rest of the summer. We are now in staff orientation, team building. I'm going to get to know our team members like we have here with Valen, our assistant director, and Tino, our rec area leader. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Anything you want to say to the world before we go?
maybe Maceo, we could possibly have a geek out session about Star Wars later.
We were definitely going to do that. I know who Ray's dad is. Okay. So
it's Ahsoka Tano.
Everybody have
plot twist.
Everybody have a good day. We'll get back to you soon. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp very own podcast.